If anyone's ever accused Jesus of being a bit soft or non-direct, all you have to point him to is the reading we've had from Luke's gospel the last couple days, where Jesus has been very, very direct to the Pharisees. His words have been firm. He's been honest with them. What's interesting about today's gospel is how it ends. Jesus says, "Do not be afraid." Why is that a bit ironic? He's addressing that to the Pharisees. And I think you could argue that the Pharisees, those Jewish men of the law that made things very, very complicated to follow God, had no fear. What do we mean by that? Jesus wants none of us to have any fear. So to have no fear is a good thing, because that's what Christ wants from us. But why would the Pharisees not have any fear? They had no fear because their own holiness or righteousness came from themselves and not from their relationship with God. So they had no fear because they simply walked around and said, "I don't need God. I've done nothing wrong. As long as I'm following the 613 laws of the Old Testament, then I'm perfectly fine with God." And as a result, they had no fear. At times, part of being a Christian means to have a little bit of fear. Because we're always probably afraid, am I loving enough? Jesus tells us, do not be afraid. What makes our fear different than the fear of the Pharisees? Their lack of fear, I mean. Their lack of fear came because they felt they earned salvation. But for us as Christians, salvation is a gift from God. It is nothing we earned. It is a free gift that is offered to us, his children. Our only job is to receive that with humble and grateful hearts. So how do we protect ourselves from being the self-righteous people of the Pharisees? It's to not have fear, yes, but to not have fear for the right reasons. To have no fear, because God is in charge. We are his children, and salvation is a gift, and we've done nothing to earn it. Let's be grateful for the gift that Christ gave us, the gift of salvation.